Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission meeting for January 13th, 2020. And I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Benjamin Nielsen.
The members of the commission here today are
Ernestina Fuenmayor,
Maya Fodi,
Annie Mahoney,
Kristen Miner,
Derek Spears,
Matthew Roman,
Andrew Smith.
It's nice we have a full quorum. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. Today we have items of interest, and then moving into type 3 land use cases and a type 2 appeal. I think we will go ahead and start with items of interest, and then I'll read some boilerplate prior to the type 3 land use. Hillary?
Hi. I have a number of things. We're going to go way beyond 5 minutes. I did want to acknowledge that this is our first hearing since the passing of Commissioner Nick Fish. And Brandon sent out a little clip from the last time we were in front of him for the reappointments of Commissioners Miner and Roman and the appointment of Commissioner Spears. And Nick was just always felt like a big supporter of what you guys do as a commission. So I just wanted to acknowledge him and thank him.
Thank you. I was so, I guess, just amazed that he continued to participate in commission or city council business for so long, being so ill and really not, you know, making any concession to it. And so anyway, he's going to be greatly missed.
So I guess our first item of interest is it's our first hearing of the year 2020, so we do have to elect new leadership. And I'd say could we first get a nomination for chair of the commission?
I would like to nominate our current chair to continue on her duties despite her reservations.
Matthew, thank you.
Can I get a second?
A second.
Okay. Can we take roll for that?
Commissioner Fuenmayor?
Yes.
Commissioner Fodi?
Yes.
Commissioner Mahoney?
Yes.
Commissioner Spears?
Yes.
Commissioner Roman?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then
may I nominate our vice president to continue on as well?
Vice chair?
Our vice chair?
Yep.
And I'll second that.
I third that.
Commissioner Fuenmayor?
Yes.
Commissioner Mahoney?
Yes.
Commissioner Miner?
Yes.
Commissioner Spears?
Yes.
Commissioner Roman?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith?
Yes.
Do both of you accept?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, cool. Thank you for doing an amazing job.
Yes.
Continuing on, I appreciate it.
So Kristen and I support, so
not at all.
I would hope that if there are like little projects that you feel like any of us can help do to help make, you know, it's a big job that you guys have, and you know, Commissioner Mahoney and doing all the work on the state of the city. But anyway, don't be shy about trying to delegate if it's a, you know, something that, and I, you haven't in the past, so, but I'm just
I'm glad
the burden is not all
glad
on
you're
you.
On the record for that.
I don't want you to feel like the burden is all on you. It's a team effort. So excuse my voice.
Okay. Second thing is anytime you have a conflict and you can't attend, or if you want to change your lunch order or anything dealing basically with the logistics of being a commissioner, make sure you copy Laura on the BDS hearings clerk email, just in case I'm out or whoever else you might be copying. We want to track all attendance and all of your everything you eat with her. And you can copy me too, but just make sure she is on there. And a reminder for this Thursday, a bunch of you indicated that you could come to the equity conversation, which is happening from 11:30 to 1:30, basically in this room, this Thursday, the 16th. And then immediately following that, from 1:30 to 2:15, we have a legal refresher with the city attorneys, which is something we've been trying to have every year for the past few years. They're not required, but of course, you're encouraged to come. And we would love to see you there. I want to confirm the week of March 23rd, I believe that's spring break week, and a lot of people go on vacation. So I just want to make sure that we have a quorum that day. Right now, it's a regular hearing day, so we have everyone down as a yes. So if you know that you can't make it, let me know today.
I think I won't be able to make it. So
anyone else? No.
I'll be there.
I'll be available for okay. Sure.
Okay. Cool. If you're a no, let us know. Mm-hmm. But we'll keep it on the books for now because that means we have six. March 30th, we have an opportunity, that's a Monday, to go on a tour of the Multnomah County Courthouse building, which initially came through BDS as a design review, had a couple of design advices with the Design Commission, and then ended up in your hands when it was determined to be in addition to the Jefferson substation. So they are offering us the opportunity to do a tour. This would be optional for commissioners, optional for staff, based on your availability. We are also thinking about rolling it into a tour of the Third and Ash building, which is the GPD project. And then potentially also cruising past the Worldmark building, which is on NATO, that came through commission a few years ago, and they incorporated cast iron on the front that's facing Waterfront Park. So last week, we met with Eric Jacobson from PDC, Stephanie Whitlock from AHC, and Bill Hawkins, who sort of manages that cast iron collection for PDC. And they want to come and have a briefing with this commission to talk about that collection and its use in new buildings and on sites within the Skidmore Old Town Historic District. There's a possibility that we could cross the river on foot to look at the cast iron collection where it's being stored right now on our way to Multnomah County. So we could run a doodle poll to see how many commissioners are interested in that. Or you could tell me at your leisure, but that's on the table.
Do you have like a timing will be like
Yeah. Earlier
in the day instead of like later in the afternoon?
We would probably end at Multnomah County at 4:30 or 5, so the whole thing would start around 12:30 or 1 okay. in Skidmore. So it'd be sort of like a hearing, but if not, okay. You know, walking tour, we'd be on foot. And you could come for part or all, you know. So
I think it would be great.
Yeah. And Haley, what was the date again?
March 30th.
March
30th. Oh, that was it. Yeah. Staff does tours of our projects on occasion, and we have had a couple of design commissioners pop into one or two of them. That was kind of fun. So I think this one would be good for you guys. Ben is here to talk about the residential infill project letter and the testimony that this commission is going to give on Wednesday, provided we all come to work that day with snow in the forecast. And so he's here just to talk about that letter and any edits. And then after that, I want to talk about the state of the city for a few minutes. And then Brandon is here to talk about those nominations he emailed you about the other week.
Ben.
Okay. So I had our hearings clerks pass out draft samples of the letter as edited by Kristen and Annie over Christmas break. Thank you for working on that during your time off. We are doing testimony on Wednesday, unless City Council cancels its session due to snow. I've been told that we can have 2 minutes per commissioner who wishes to speak, and you'd be allowed to speak at the top of the agenda. So no need to wait in line behind other people. I just need the names of whoever is going to be giving testimony to the commission or to the council, excuse me. So we have a draft letter here. There may be some more changes that you'd like to see to this. Now would be a great time to start talking about that so that we can take a vote on the letter and get all of your names and signatures on it if you all vote to accept it.
I think I just had one very brief add, which it was a topic that we had talked about with BHBD, and it includes really just the measurement for basement area and how that impacts the FAR calculation for a new building or for changes to an existing building. And so I think my intent was always, well, I understand that it was taken out of BHBD and then put into the RIP project, and I guess I kind of neglected to put it in here. So I'd like to bring that back as an issue of concern, because I think what it may encourage is very large street-facing cutouts, which could be potentially all garage area without any calculation of FAR for that area. So I certainly don't mind a single car, but you know, having more than that is too much. So I'd like to add a point about that. That's my only issue with the letter. Anyone else have anything that they wish was in here? Last chance. No.
Was there any desire to, I know you talk about trying to provide some disincentives to demolition. Did you want to point to any specific policy recommendations that you might have for that? Are you I know in BHBD there's a provision that restricts FAR, bonus FAR, unless the historic or conservation, unless a contributing property in a historic district or conservation district or a landmark has gone through demolition review first. There are no transfers right. of FAR here, but I think there's an opportunity potentially to point to that.
I mean, I could definitely add a little bit more to this sentence, especially, you know, in number 7, you know, the last one. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I could mention it verbally as well, just, sure. you know, tying it back to the same code provision that was added in BHBD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, might be good to have it in the letter in case they read it.
It would be on the record.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
As would your verbal testimony, but
right.
This is searchable potentially.
Okay.
And audio, good point. Maybe not.
And I am definitely planning on being 2 p.m. Wednesday at City Hall.
Okay. Are there any other commissioners who would like to testify?
Are you able to make it, Annie?
I have a meeting now.
Oh.
From 1:30 to 2:30. Okay. And would the timing be 2 o'clock? Is when it
yeah,
starts?
Time certain.
It starts at 2 o'clock. I don't know if you would be the absolute first to go. That honor may go to the Planning and Sustainability Commission, but I think you'd be right after them.
I can't guarantee that I'd make it.
Okay. Is there anybody else who's willing to, you know, take on 2 minutes? I mean, we could certainly talk about how to split up this letter. You know, there are sort of 7 large-ish points of issues at the end, and we could, you know, kind of have one person cover 3-ish and the other person cover 4-ish, but, you know, maybe we don't even cover all of them. Maybe we each cover 2 or 3, but I'm certainly willing to work with you if you can show up. I just think, you know, if we each get 2 minutes, it's going to be really hard for me to cover everything in 2 minutes. So I would love to have somebody else up there with me.
I have a 3:30, but it sounds like this is a sure thing, right, at 2. Yeah. So I'm happy to, we can tag team in.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Maya.
Yeah, of course. Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say something and I just completely blanked. I think my brain panicked that I have another meeting I just set up. What are
you doing? Yeah. Alarm bells. Okay. So I guess I've, now there are 2, you know, very small changes then proposed.
There was an article in the DJC basically that I think 3 of city councils as of now are not voting for RIP because of the displacement. Anyway, it was an article that came out. I thought that was interesting. It had to do with the concerns about displacement of an existing neighborhoods.
Right. So maybe we tie in our comments a little more strongly towards that.
Exactly. Hmm. I forwarded it to you, but I'll forward it if you guys didn't see it to the rest of you, just as an interesting.
I also know that.
Yeah. I'll forward it to you right now.
Turn on your.
Maybe forward it to Hillary, and then she'll forward it to us.
Yeah. That sounds good. Okay. I also know that, you know, climate strategy has risen to the top again in terms of, you know, what the city council needs to deal with this coming year. So, as always, we'll be beating that drum. Okay.
So, in terms of specific language, you were talking about limiting FAR. Do you want to come up with that specific language now? Just so that we can get everybody on board and they know exactly what we're saying. We can add everybody's name to the letter. I think with the concerns about FAR being used for the storage of vehicles, you could tie that into climate concerns.
Well, okay.
And demolitions also.
I can, if it helps everyone focus their conversation, I can put the letter up on screen.
I mean, we all have a copy,
I
think
too.
It's. Well, how about under issue number 3, the second bullet point down, has already talked a little bit about, well, no, that's a different issue, I think. Just trying to decide where even to slip this in here. Maybe we just make a new point between 6 and 7. So number 7 becomes this new issue that would be the PHLC proposes that 50% of each basement wall let's see.
Don't try to word it. Just get the basic. What's the concept? Can you?
Well,
you're trying to limit garage door areas.
I'm trying to limit. The front facing garage area. You know, below the house.
The way the code is written right now, it potentially allows for parking to be placed in the basement. I think we've talked about this many times over the course of the last 2 or 3 years. Allows for parking to be placed in the basement and not count towards the site's FAR, basically encouraging people to dig driveways down into the ground, cutting away the street frontage, basically.
So we could just say we seek a limitation on the amount of front basement area that can be exposed to the street, something like that. Is there a
code? And it's maybe not even tied to parking then, it's just about how much
or
is
limit,
showing.
Limit driveway widths to 10 feet.
Well, they are limited in width, it's just that, you know, you could then get two of them. And I don't know. I don't think I can craft this right now on the top of my head. I need
maybe you
code
can tell.
Citation.
I've got the idea. Maybe I can run up to my desk and draft a paragraph.
That would be awesome.
And come back.
Yeah.
Towards the end of
keep
the
keep it
year.
Pretty tight. A couple sentences.
Yeah. You know. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
You bet.
I really appreciate that.
So I will work on that. And then
this last point, which will be number 8, I think after the first sentence, dismayed at the lack of demolition deterrence, and then we say something like, we seek a similar provision enacted in BHBD, protecting demolitions in conservation and historic districts. Does it need to be more specific than that, do you think? Maybe.
I could certainly provide a code citation.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Modest, affordable homes are being torn down at an amazingly fast rate. So I think it's not just demolition is the tool, but I think we aren't pulling on the heartstrings enough to say what's being torn down is all the affordable, modest, you know, cottage dwelling houses. Anyway, I'm just adding that.
And with this whole issue with global warming and I had mentioned this to you earlier, I think AIA issued some sort of mandate about how 60% of the carbon emission footprint has to do with new construction, and this idea of the city of Portland is trying to be more sustainable, then we should be encouraging reuse, not demo and build new. And that sort of fits into our, you know, city policy, you know, state's policy, or what should be our country's policy. And I mean, there's statistics as far as that goes from AIA, and I was going to send Kristen a link to that. And then one other little thing, I mean, I know density is a good thing, it's a good thing in a city, but I think I'd mentioned this before too, where Franklin High School got an extra 400 students out of the blue, I think last year, because of all of a sudden all these families are moving into these neighborhoods that are more dense, and how is the city able to keep up with the infrastructure having to do with schooling, and then there's growth, and that has sort of impacts that sort of goes all the way through all these levels. So to have to not look at this as this one little policy, but the ripple effect of that policy. This is something that.
So is there sort of one quote that we could distill and provide verbally for Wednesday? for, I think, for the AIA's.
I can find that, and I'll send that to you.
That might be really powerful, just to sort of say that face-to-face. And okay.
So I've been kind of quickly rereading through your 8 points now, trying to figure out the best place to talk about. I'm pointing to using demolition review as a tool.
Right.
I almost wonder if it wouldn't work better under point number 2. Because what's now point number 8, formerly point number 7, seems like a really good summary of all the issues. It kind of encapsulates everything. And I'd hate to get lost in a little policy point on that point. I think it's a very strong statement as it is right now, personally. But maybe it seems like it might fit under number 2, potentially. Maybe number 5.
No, I agree. It could easily go under number 2.
Okay.
So, okay.
So I can come back with some draft language for you to look at.
While we're still here.
Yeah, while you're
still
here.
You'll come back.
It's okay.
All right. I really appreciate it.
I didn't have any other work to do, right?
So it's fine. Yeah, I'm sure.
No, it's good. It's worth it.
Okay.
And I will let Morgan Tracy know that you, Chair Miner, and you, Vice Chair Foti, will be testifying, and he will get you on the list.
Terrific.
Okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
Did we have to do anything else, like take a vote?
Not yet. Let's wait for your
Okay.
Language.
We'll wait. We'll wait for me to come back.
Yeah. Brandon's going to hop up here real quick because he has to run to a meeting.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Brandon Spencer-Hartle, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I will be super brief. At your next hearing, we'll be reviewing 2 National Register documents. One is an umbrella multiple property documentation form, which is pretty rare that these come along. I doubt any commissioner on this commission has reviewed one at the landmarks level since it's been a decade or more since one has come through for the city of Portland. But we'll be reviewing this larger umbrella documentation and then an individual National Register nomination that fits within that umbrella documentation. I did send out that information to the full commission and heard back from Chair Miner and Commissioner Fewitt-Mayer that they're both willing to review the documents. There's a lot to read there, and so even if you're not able to commit to reviewing all of it, I think it'll be helpful if you can take a skim of the multiple property documentation form, since we'll be spending a little more time than usual looking at that documentation. It's also a little different in that both of these documents were commissioned by Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, so I'll be up here as the presenter, but in a little different role than usual, where I'll be both presenting and responding to commission questions. We sort of looked at what other alternatives there were, and we're sort of stuck on this one as the applicant and the Bureau responsible for bringing these things forward. So we'll walk through all of that, but just wanted to see if there's any other commissioner who did want to commit to reviewing all of the documentation, and if not, just encouraging everybody to at least take a skim and spend a little bit of time with that multiple property documentation just so you kind of get a sense of what it is that that document does.
Oops. I would like to potentially step back from the single building nomination and, you know, let that be covered by maybe a couple of other people here. And I'll certainly still make time and try to get through the entire MPD.
I think that would be just fine. If you are Commissioner Miner stepping back from that individual nomination, then I would like to get at least one other commissioner who could review it. On the bright side, it's a short nomination. So compared to a typical nomination that comes in, this one is a little shorter because it does fit within this umbrella of the MPD. You don't need to have reviewed the MPD to review that individual nomination, but we'll talk more at the actual review about how these pieces fit together. But if Chair Miner, you're wanting to step back from that, it'd be great if we could get another commissioner to join Commissioner Fewitt-Mayer in doing that review.
Great.
Be happy to step up.
Sounds great.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, for those of you who aren't raising your hand to review a 150-page document, do spend a little bit of time with it since it's it will be a little complicated, and I think it'll create a really good commission discussion for advancing some of your priorities this year, but also getting more familiar with resources that may or may not be architecturally significant, which is something this commission will need to work through in the future.
Great.
Cool. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Brandon.
One last thing before we jump into our first case. Little document in State of the City. If you don't have a lot of edits, we could talk about it now for a few minutes. If there are more edits.
I'd just like to apologize. I did not get a document that was edited by Kristen in a very nice way, and I didn't get it in. And so you guys got a hard copy of it today.
I'll put it.
I hope you're willing to entertain incorporating it, because I think it's a very much better written document. So it's related to the HRI funding. So.
It replaces the piece on pages 9 and 10. So.
Are we under the gun for a due date on this?
Well, we don't have a date set for the presentation yet. It takes about 4 weeks to get stuff down to City Council. So once it's finalized, if it's finalized today, we would start that process of getting it down to City Council. Again, I don't have a date, but we were looking at the end of February. So in theory, we could wait to, all say yes to this until 2 weeks from today. Or we could make suggest minor edits, and I could make those, and that would be it. We could say yes to this today.
From my part, aside from making sure that we do get, the right language in there for the HRI piece, the only thing that struck me is that we maybe have a funny flow between pages 4 and 5. So I guess just moving the page 5 information, the Cornerstones map, directly after the conversation about Billy Webb Elks Lodge, because that's all still part of Albina discussion, and then Montevilla could move after that. So it's just a little bit of moving things around.
I could do that.
I want to take more time to read it.
Okay.
And just go through it better, because I have, the whole chance to read the whole thing. So.
So do we want to pick this up in 2 weeks?
I mean, it looks really good. I just wanted to read it.
No, of course.
More carefully.
I don't know. It's everybody's document, so I don't think we should be sending anything forward without everybody's okay. And it is long, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, we don't have a date yet, so.
I also do want to apologize because I didn't get through the whole goals completely as I wanted to. I got sidetracked with many other things, issues that I had. So I'm sorry about that, but at least you guys got something, pulled out something out there. So thank you.
Well, and that's the other thing is we want to make sure everybody's in agreement on what we're saying here.
Is everybody happy with the headshots? Because all of us are here. We could actually take a photo right now if we feel beautiful.
We could try that.
I'm good with the headshot.
All right, we'll stick with it.
Mine too creepy.
It was really funny. Well, what are those things behind you? I have to ask.
It's a huge architectural piece of sheet metal.
Oh, cool.
It's like a giant,
yeah.
My wife's like, it looks like toilet paper rolls.
I know.
I didn't get through the whole final edits, but I do now in thinking of it. Do we want to acknowledge Nick Fish and his passing and say something?
You know, that's
I think something to acknowledge you know, it was a moment in time. And
I think that's a great idea to put it right in our state of city.
When he was a parks commissioner, he was really very supportive of the Pittock and a number of the other historic buildings. And anyway,
do you want
to? I could maybe try to sketch something out, or I didn't know him super well, but I'd be willing to try to write something as an acknowledgement.
Yeah, I mean, we could, you know, we could just dedicate it to him.
That'd be a great way to do it too. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. And with it, and write some short dedication, right, maybe, or
yeah, that'd be great if you know, wouldn't mind putting together a few sentences.
Yeah,
we'll see where we can fit it in, but I love that idea.
Okay.
So, we're waiting for.
No, that's great. And if anybody has any edits as they see them, send them to me over the next week. And I will get a PDF final version to you before our next meeting on the 27th. Is everybody here that day?
So what's a good deadline then for us to get you comments? Not that we...
How about next Monday?
Next Monday, the 20th. Okay.
Monday is a holiday.
That's fine. We'll do it on the weekend anyway.
next Tuesday is probably fine. I'll do some this week, and whatever I get later, I'll squeeze it in.
I really appreciate it, by the way, between Hillary and Annie, you guys have made this look really, really good.
Really good.
Thanks, Hillary, for picking it up.
Yep. Thank you for starting it. Okay, everybody's here.
Okay.
At our next meeting, too. So, okay, let's move on.
Okay, in that case, I have some procedural